Hey, taking time out of a busy schedule on Capitol Hill, Congressman Randy Neugebauer, you're on with Collins and Mack. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, man. There's a lot on there. Basically, your hair's on fire up there. Now, we've just been talking with Jordan Wilson. He's got this Obamacare What's in It for Me tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. But where are we at on the Obamacare debate? Because I know headline of yesterday and the last few days, and it's really front burner, is Obamacare and the attempt to defund.
Absolutely, because, you know, this is a health care act that the American people didn't want, and after they got it, they want to get rid of it. You know, I've voted over 40 times to either defund it or to get rid of it. The president's having a difficult time implementing it. People that were told that their premiums are going down, they're going up. You know, really, the whole thing is a mess. And so the ultimate solution here is really to, you know, to rescind this piece of legislation and start over with a clean piece of paper that really brings affordable, accessible, available health care for the American people. But what's going on today and tomorrow is, tomorrow there's possibly will be a vote to extend the government. The government expires on September 30th, to extend the government a few more months so we can finish the appropriation bills. But a part of that is to defund Obamacare. And basically by defunding it, it would be difficult for the administration to have the resources to implement it. And so that's something that we've been working on, and this is another way to kind of move that ball down the field a little bit.
Yeah, I know that the funding of that and the budget and everything is all tied together, but the president made some comments yesterday, and I was just wondering, are you one of Robin Hood's band of merry men that's trying to extort the president?
You know, the president's in a jam. I mean, he's got a program that the American people don't want. It's a signature piece of legislation. He's going to certainly fight tooth and nail, you know, to keep it in place because, it would reflect on his leadership and his administration if they had to, start over. The president at some point in time and needs to listen even to some of his colleagues, Democrats, in the House and Senate that are having second thoughts about this. You know, this is a piece of legislation that did not pass with one Republican vote either in the House or the Senate. So this was not a bipartisan piece of legislation. It was brought out before anybody and voted on before anybody had a chance to read it. As you heard Nancy Pelosi say, you know, we're going to have to pass this thing so we'll know what's in it. And unfortunately, as the American people are beginning to find out what's in it, you know, they don't like what they see.
Yeah. Okay. Shifting to the farm bill, where are we at on that? I know we've been working on the SNAP program and the food stamps that are tied into it. We expecting a vote today?
We should have a vote today. That's the plan, and that's for leadership sent out the calendar this week, and we're supposed to have a vote on that today. You know, we split the agricultural production side from the food stamp portion. That's the first time that's ever been done. We passed the production side, and this is now the nutrition or the food stamp portion. And Thomas is going to be kind of interesting because what's happened here is the farm bill, the production agriculture side, is going to be a 5-year bill. The reauthorization for the food stamp bill is only proposed to be a 3-year bill. And so basically if things proceed the way they are, this bill will be divided, you know, basically permanently, which is a real change. And so, you know, we're going to be interesting to see the vote in the House today and then certainly what the response is in the Senate once we get to the conference committee.
Okay. Hey, Congressman, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. It's going to be a long one. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Thank you, and y'all have a great week.